Sometimes entertainment can romanticize self-harm. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're discussing how TV enters this space later today. Switching gears, if you're a visual learner, a recent infographic was released to help communicate about religion worldwide. We'll connect you with where to view it in about 3 minutes. But first, new data shows that U.S. teen suicides rose sharply following the 2017 release of a Netflix show. Suicides among 10 to 17-year-olds increased by nearly 30%, mostly among boys. The Netflix series, now entering its third season, follows the story of a teenaged girl who took her own life. Critics claim it puts vulnerable youth at risk by glamorizing suicide and self-harm. Set Free Ministries' Glenn Dunn says many teens can identify with the show's themes.
These teens unfortunately believe that that may be the way out for their pain, and unfortunately in many cases act upon that.
Suicide is a complex and multifaceted issue, but that doesn't make it taboo.
It's a viable issue that teenagers are wrestling with. They question who they are, and what value do they have in life? And we need to meet them right there and give them those answers through Scripture and through Jesus Christ himself.
If you or a loved one struggles with suicidal thoughts, please visit us online for Set Free Ministries information. There is a road to hope.
Part of it's putting off some of the old lies and working through that, and then putting on the new truths of who they truly are in Jesus Christ. That's what we do here. It takes a little bit of time, but slowly and lovingly, we see amazing breakthrough in that process.
In our next story, historically, women have had low status in India and have been persecuted. World Mission's Greg Kelly says at the base of this persecution is a dowry system that's putting strain on family finances.
When you associate having a daughter as a financial burden, that just totally infiltrates society and culture to the point of where young women are persecuted and emotionally abused. And even there's many cases of girls being killed. But in the last several years, we've seen in India, women hold positions of president, prime minister, governor. So there's really a turning of the tide in many ways in India.
Kelly says the church is helping to empower women across India, particularly in the field of ministry.
When you empower a woman in a culture like India with the gospel, it's amazing the doors that the Lord opens up. And we are seeing over and over that the atmosphere of the village is welcoming in the woman because they see they have something to offer. And that's really the power of the gospel more than anything.
And the World Economic Forum recently released an infographic map showing the layouts of religions in each country. So when you look at the West, there's already a heavy Christian influence. But the farther east you go, particularly in Asia, the more religious diversity you'll see. Everything from Hinduism and Buddhism to Islam and atheism. Asian Access currently works in 15 countries across the continent. And Joe Handley, president of Asian Access, says Asia's religious diversity means there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to the gospel.
Every country that we've gone into now, we've had to do some form of adaptation. So when we moved from Japan and Mongolia to, say, Sri Lanka or Myanmar or India, we had to kind of readapt once again. And so each context we're in, we have to take those rock solid principles from the Bible and yet apply them in a different way.
Asian countries need Jesus, and ministries like Asian Access need prayer.
Please pray for places like Japan, the second largest unreached people group in the world, or Bangladesh, the number one, or places like China and India and other countries where you have increasing persecution and pressure, either from government or religious fanatics.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy, by Dr. Ken Canfield. With it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.